Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Welcome to another edition of Health Matters. My name is Mike Royer. We're joined today by Dr. John McDonald, an OBGYN and chairman of that department here at University Medical Center at the University of Alabama. And we're glad you've joined us on this podcast, or if you're watching the entire interview online, we're glad you're with us today. Dr. McDonald, you've been with us before. It's good to see you again.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Are you excited, as most physicians and most of us are, that COVID seems to be getting better? Maybe we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. That must please you.
It does. I think from all indications, we're moving forward.
Let's talk a bit about breastfeeding today. Anytime I do an interview, I think, well, I'll ask about the pros and I'll ask about the cons. We're going to talk about the pros because, from your perspective, for most mothers, healthy mothers and babies who can breastfeed or can be breastfed, it's all an upside in your mind. Is that right?
That is correct. Breastfeeding has been proven time and again to be best for both mothers and babies for a lot of different reasons.
I think when my boys were little, our doctors told us that the big plus is some convenience, that maybe not for mama, but convenience of that, cost of that, but also preventing illness and sickness in the child, that there's some real evidence that breastfeeding keeps your baby healthier longer. Tell us more about that, if that's accurate and if that's true.
The studies are very conclusive that breastfed babies gain weight better, they're healthier, they do not get as many colds and flu-like symptoms during the winter months. And a lot of that is based on the mother's immunosuppressive system. Antibodies go directly to the baby also. So the baby, through the breast milk, gets a lot of the antibodies that the mother has.
Might you even resist things like ear infections? Might it even be connected to those kinds of things?
That's exactly right. Breastfed babies do much better than formula-fed babies.
We've heard from people who watch us and who put in a request for information, they'd like more information about breastfeeding. To a guy that knows nothing about it, it looks pretty simple to me, but what kind of guidance do you give, especially new mothers that are wanting to breastfeed, haven't done it before? Do most physicians and staffs offer some training, guidance, and tips on how to do it most effectively and safely?
Yes, we begin during the mother's prenatal care before the baby is born, giving her the tools that she needs. We offer a breast pump in our office so that she can pump at those times that maybe she and the baby are apart, mm-hmm. so that she can save the milk. And then when the baby is born, DCH Regional Medical Center has a lactation consultant that will come in and basically step by step lead the mother and all the things that need to be done to establish a good breastfeeding regimen. The studies in the United States say that about 85% of mothers try to breastfeed at birth. But unfortunately, as time progresses after the birth, those numbers at the 6-month mark are around 30%. So we do a very good job of giving the mother the tools to breastfeed effectively, but unfortunately there are some obstacles that for various reasons mothers decide to stop breastfeeding in the months after the baby.
And our culture is a little bit different. Many women are professional women outside of the home and want to return to that. I would guess that's one of the primary reasons they might stop after a few months when they go back to their job.
You're exactly right, Mike. One of the biggest barriers for professional women is having a place in their workplace in order to be able to breastfeed in a private setting and in a clean setting and also be given the time to do it. That's one of the biggest obstacles we see in the marketplace.
I would hope company policy everywhere would be, you need to feed your baby, go feed your baby. If it takes a half hour, it takes a half hour, but that's unrealistic thinking. That's not true in many, many places, I assume. But no laws that you know of that require a company allow that time. I guess it might change from city to city, state to state, but I would think there'd be a movement to make sure that's protected.
There has been, but it's been very slow and it varies state by state. I would encourage mothers to check with your employer. I will say in the Tuscaloosa area, most employers are very open. They just need to be told that they need to provide the place, and a lot of times they will provide that for the mother.
What about the mothers you deal with who want to breastfeed and the only question is, how long should I breastfeed? What's the guidance on that? Is it as long as it's practical for you?
The American College of Obstetricians would like for a mother to exclusively breastfeed for the first 6 months. And then in the 6 months thereafter, up until a year of age, they would like for the mother to continue to breastfeed, but also to supplement with some of the normal foods that a baby would start eating at that age.
Is shelf life of breast milk similar to dairy products in that properly stored and refrigerated, it's good for quite some time?
Yes, anecdotally, I have mothers that freeze the breast milk for several months.
I didn't know that
so
was
it can,
an option.
It can last. There are even breast milk banks now.
That's right, I've seen that.
That you can actually buy breast milk online, but I would encourage mothers to do their homework related to that and only use a breast milk bank that is accredited and screens the milk appropriately.
A physician can give you guidance on that.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'd like to end on a positive note, but for women who cannot breastfeed for a variety of reasons, what are some of the obstacles? Are some women physically just not producing milk like others? What are some of the reasons that some can't do it?
A couple of the biggest obstacles, Mike, is nipple soreness, cracks in the nipple, and then a lot of mothers feel like that they are not giving their baby enough breast milk. And we encourage mothers that if they are able to breastfeed at least 8 times a day, so that's once every 3 to 4 hours, that's usually adequate in the first 6 months of life. But we do tell mothers to look for signs in their baby of maybe jaundice or dehydration, maybe their heart rate's going up or they're not gaining weight. Those are a few of the signs that maybe you might should supplement with something other than breast milk.
Let's end by repeating, for any information about breastfeeding options, training, how to do it, how to get help from professionals, just ask your doctor.
They can always call their OBGYN or call DCH. A lactation consultant will be happy to speak with them over the phone.
We're all big fans of healthy babies, and that's your business. We appreciate your time today and your expertise. Thanks for joining us very much, Dr. McDonald.
Thank you, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.